officers in the area, we were informed about the impending spillage, and they did their sensitization in the community. They were around to inform the people that that was going to happen and the likely consequences of that, so they should be in readiness. That was done by NADNO officials and our volunteers in the community.
After the sensitization, what next? More often than not, this spillage is done during the peak raining season, yet yes, people return to live in that flood prone area. Are they not at risk, and what is the long-term program for relocating them?
That is their established community, and so that's where they live. It's either we take a decision as a nation to get them out of the flood prone zones. Where they are, that's where they're staying, and so that's what we do. We tell them it's a low-lying area, it's not the best, but that's where they are. So we need to do the education, and when it is about to be done and all the rain set in, they move to higher ground. Going forward, some time ago, around 2011, we tried to resettle some of those people to the Kasua area, but due to difficulty, later there were problems with the land issues, and that thing has been solved as of now. So matters of relocation is a major decision that ought to be taken, but until then, we can continue to educate them and then make them move to higher grounds when the spillage is about to be done. And when it recedes, they go back to their places. The relocation is a major policy decision, and maybe that will be done later after the 2011 one was stalled.
What is the long-term program for this perennial spillage? Is there any program where we can develop another dam or whatever it is so that we can send this water that we are spilling into that reserve for other uses? Is it possible?
It is possible. It's a laudable idea, but that knowledge must be channeled to the working housing people. They are directly in charge of some of these things. It should be part of a major re-engineering of our drainage system in the capital city project. And as for the perennial ones, the Wager Dam, their level is 45.6. It's acceptable. Anything beyond 45.6, it means there ought to be spillage. And so now, as of month 20th, it was 47.4. And so the spillage definitely will come, and the people are there. What you are saying is a very good one, but it's a major policy decision, and it must be directed to Ministry of Works and Housing. I'll be happy as a journalist if you speak to the Minister for Works and Housing and make these suggestions to him to speak to, sir.
Apart from the sensitization, when are we going to ensure that activities around the dam are done according to best practices? I'm talking about waste disposal, sanitation issues, and what have you.
That one is within the remit of the AMA, the assemblies. GASAF, AMA, LECMA, and CODE are directly responsible for that. We have laws in the land as far as enforcement of wrongful disposal of waste. They are there. We have the hygiene unit of the assembly. They have the full legal right backing to prosecute individuals who wrongfully dispose of waste. But sometimes they wait for the rains, they're coming in the night, or everybody is indoors, they throw them in. So you hardly see them. And that is it. We need to enforce the laws. AMA is part. But another part of it is sometimes the AMA itself. When you ask people to pour refuse in a designated area, you must ensure that every morning you go to collect them. If you don't, and it rains, it will sweep them into the drains and will have difficulty. And the Wager catchment area is a strategic national installation. So we need to be careful. We as NADMO, what we can continue to do is to educate the people and collaborate with the Works and Housing Ministry and the water company to do what is right.
You heard the PRO of NADMO, George Eyisi.